was a photo on a wall in a museum in Hobart. It was taken in October of 1903 of a man and a woman and an Edison phonograph recording her songs of the land and the sea. There's a button on the wall there next to the photo. If you press it, you can hear the ghosts of her songs as they echo through the halls in that museum in Hobart. A scratchy reminder of all we've done wrong. The man and the woman and the Edison phonograph, salvaging pieces of song. White man's black cylinders, the story of progress.
The song lives on,
but the singers are gone.
Not yet 50 years since a white man first settled. She was born on an island in Bass Strait cruel sea, where the few who remained of my people were herded and left there to die of despair and disease. At 7 she was taken from her mother and family to work as a servant to be taught about God. But she still learnt the old way, the songs and the stories. With dear Truganini, she'd go bush for food. And after Truganini, the scientist descended, was Fanny Spitz now the last of her race? The futile debates, it seemed, never ended. They took her dimension and examined the shape of her face. The man and the woman and the Edison phonograph, salvaging pieces of song. White man's black cylinder, story of progress. The song lives on,
but the singers are gone. And the man in the photo was born to an immigrant. He married a woman of inherited wealth, and he lived in a mansion overlooking the harbor. Worked hard for their business, did well for himself, and in time he became a gentleman of leisure. He developed an interest in the native folks' ways. He collected and catalogued those cultural treasures, archived and referenced for future display. He was a member of the Royal Society, property, wealth, man of propriety.
She and her people were torn from their land, betrayed, dislocated, affected according to the plan. But they came together through song.
The man and the woman and the Edison phonograph, salvaging pieces of song. White man's black cylinder, the story of progress.
The song lives on,
but the singers are gone. There's a photo on a wall in a museum in Hobart. It was taken in October of 1903 of a woman and a man with an Edison phonograph recording her songs of the land and the sea. And the man had a son who in turn had a son who in turn had a son who was me.
And the woman had a son who in turn had a daughter, who in turn had a son, who in turn had a son, and the next one was me.
October 8th, 1906, by Horace Hunt, Bob Hall, San Diego.
I was there.